Consummated in the ability to teach the Dharma actions of all living beings of the store of wisdom comes united in the uniform of the free of acceptance and rejection. In regard to all things of the store of all roots of virtue comes united in the abandonment of all afflictions, obscurations, and virtuous things, and the attainment of all the aids of enlightenment comes united in the realization of the gnosis of omniscience, as well as in the accomplishment of all virtue that noble son is the Dharma sacrifice. The Bodhisattva who lives by this Dharma sacrifice is the best of sacrifices, and through his extreme sacrifices himself worthy of offerings from all people, including the God Lord. As soon as the householder has his courtesy to Brahmins among the crowd of Brahmins present, conceive the spirit of onyx of perfect enlightenment, and I feel astonished. Having saluted this good man by touching his feet with my head, to from around my neck a necklace of pearls worth 100,000 pieces of gold, and offered it to him, but he would not accept it, and then said to me, "Please accept, good man, this necklace of pearls out of compassion for me, and give it to whomever you wish, and be my lucky to and divided them into halves. He gave one half of them to the lotus of Porthosisi, who had been disdained by those present at the sacrifice. The other half he offered to the Tathagata Dushrava. He performed a miracle such as no person beheld the universe called Marichi and the Tathagata Dushrava. On the head of the Tathagata Dushrava, the pearl necklace took the form of a pavilion decorated with strings of pearls resting on four bases with four columns, symmetrical, well constructed, and lovely to behold. Having shown such a miracle, Vimalakirti said the giver, who is he? The lowliest poor of the city, considering as much worthy of offering as the Tathagata himself, the giver who gives without discrimination, and partially with no expectation of reward, and with great love that giver, I say, totally fulfilled the Dharma sacrifice. And the poor of the city, having seen that miracle, and having heard that teaching, conceive the spirit of monies of perfect enlightenment. Therefore, Lord, I am reluctant to go to that content to inquire about his illness. Same way all the bodhisattvas, the great spiritual heroes, told the stories of their conversations with the Vimalakirti, and declared